All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving headfirst into a truly one-of-a-kind celebration.
Oh, yeah. I'm intrigued.
We're heading down to the sunny shores of Key West to explore Contra Public Days.
Key West, huh? I've heard they do things a little differently down there.
That's an understatement. Ever heard of a place that seceded from the U.S. just for kicks?
Well, Texas keeps threatening.
True, but Key West actually went and did it back in 82. Well, sort of. It was more like a hilarious publicity stunt that actually worked.
Fascinating. Tell me more about this Contra Public.
Well, it's not so much an actual country as it is a state of mind.
Ah, I see. A celebration of that independent, freedom-loving spirit. Very American in a way, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's all about embracing individuality and, well, having a good laugh at the same time.
And what better way to do that than with a 10-day festival?
Right. Contra Public Days. We're talking about a whirlwind of wacky events, starting with the Day of Secession on April 23rd. Now, picture this. A conch shell blowing contest.
Hold on. People actually compete at blowing conch shells.
Oh, yeah. It's a Key West tradition. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a drag race down Duval Street.
Now, that's something I'd love to see.
Hilarity guaranteed. Men in dresses and wigs, racing for glory. But it gets even more out there. They have a whole great sea battle reenactment.
A sea battle? In Key West.
Complete with water cannons and, get this, stale Cuban bread as ammunition.
You can't make this stuff up. It sounds incredibly fun and kind of symbolic, too.
Exactly. It's all about turning conflict into something playful and inclusive.
A good reminder that even serious matters can be approached with humor.
And, you know, it's not just wacky antics. They have a wearable art fashion show.
Oh, those are always a blast. So much creativity on display.
And artisan markets, live music, all sorts of things happening during Contra Public Days.
So it's a celebration of Key West's unique culture and heritage.
Exactly. It's a reminder that sometimes a little lighthearted rebellion can go a long way. You know, their motto is, "We seceded where others failed."
Which, in a way, they did. They got the Border Patrol to back down and had a blast doing it. What stands out to you most about this?
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Could embracing a similar spirit help us tackle challenges in our own lives, maybe with a bit more creativity and resilience?
I think so. The Contra Public shows us that laughter and creativity can be powerful forces for change.
Food for thought, for sure. And if you're ever in Key West in late April, be sure to check out Contra Public Days. For the full schedule and all the details, visit ContraPublicDaysSkiWest.com.
Sounds like a party I wouldn't want to miss.
Until next time, happy exploring.
Keep diving.